From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Carnage at the busiest airport in Russia's capital, where an explosion tore through the international rivals' hall of the site. More than 30 people lost their lives and more than 130 were injured in what local media report may have been a suicide attack. NPR's David Green, who's on the scene, tells us the attack drew swift condemnation from the Kremlin.
Russian President Dmitry Medvedev has now called this an act of terror at Moscow's Domodedovo Airport. It's a strange scene here. There's one end of the building, which is where international flights arrive. That's where witnesses say this explosion happened. That's been closed off. There are emergency response vehicles still surrounding it, but much of the airport is still business as usual. Russian officials have decided to try to get back to working order as quickly as possible. You can still hear flights taking off and passengers arriving to go on trips. So it's a surreal scene here.
NPR's David Green in Moscow. The White House is also denouncing today's attack in Moscow. Spokesman Robert Gibbs delivered this statement from the president.
I strongly condemn this outrageous act of terrorism against the Russian people at the Domodedovo Airport. I want to express the solidarity of the American people with the Russian people in the aftermath of this premeditated attack against innocent civilians.
Gibbs says President Obama was briefed about the explosion this morning. He also said the U.S. will extend any aid Russia may need or want. Authorities in St. Petersburg, Florida, say two police officers have been killed after trying to arrest a suspect hiding in a house. They say a U.S. marshal was wounded. The marshal and the officers had come to arrest the suspect on aggravated battery charges. The northeastern U.S. will be in a deep freeze throughout the day. Diane Orson of member station WNPR reports that in Connecticut, temperatures are as much as 20 degrees below normal for this time of year.
Bone-chilling temperatures in the Northeast are among the coldest in 2 years. National Weather Service meteorologist Gary Conti says in Connecticut, winds have been light.
Except we are picking up winds out of the northwest, so those wind chill values, the coldest ones right now, ranging anywhere from 6 degrees below zero at New Haven on up to as much as 14 degrees below zero in Chester.
The frigid weather has been linked to the death of a Connecticut woman whose frozen body was found in her driveway. Connecticut Governor Daniel P. Malloy activated the state's severe cold alert system, which has provided emergency shelter to more than 125 people. For NPR News, I'm Diane Orson in New Haven.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up more than 80 points, or more than 0.5% at 11,954, in trading of just over 2 billion shares. The NASDAQ Composite Index up 24 at 2714, with the S&P 500 gaining 6 at 1289. This is NPR. President Obama is announcing new government-wide initiatives to back military families, including programs designed to prevent suicide and eliminating homelessness. President Obama says the government has an obligation to assist military families as they support loved ones fighting for the U.S. Mr. Obama says he often meets with service members who say their top concern is making sure families are taken care of. The White House said government agencies will now coordinate on ways to enhance physical and psychological health, ensure excellence in military children's education, and develop career opportunities for military spouses. General Motors is now selling more vehicles in China than in the U.S. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton reports the automaker also came close to toppling Toyota from its position as global sales leader last year.
China is now the largest car market in the world. In the U.S., General Motors increased its sales last year by a little more than 6%. But in China, GM sales rose 29%. George Magliano is an analyst with IHS Automotive.
Years ago, GM made a big gamble with China. When a lot of people wouldn't make the move in there, they went in for the joint ventures, and that bet, that gamble, has paid off royally for General Motors.
Worldwide, GM sold only 30,000 fewer cars than Toyota in 2010, but Magliano thinks Toyota's expected recovery from the U.S. recall crisis will keep the company number one in global sales for a long time. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton in Ann Arbor.
We continue to see gains in U.S. stocks. At last check, the Dow is up more than 0.5% at 11,952. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.